The next presentation is from Tyler Dixon. He is from Mississippi State, and the title is Impact of N Availability and Plant Growth Regulator on Double Cropped Cotton.
Thanks for the introduction. Again, I'm Tyler Dixon. I'm a second year master's student under Dr. Darren Dodds. Today I'm going to be talking about the impact of nitrogen availability and plant growth regulator on double crop cotton following wheat. As mentioned previously in the previous talk, nitrogen is an essential component in cotton production. However, there's a need to hit the mark with your nitrogen rates, especially when you're in a double crop situation, is to not delay maturity any further into the growing season, as well as to avoid excess vegetative growth and rank growth. Plant growth regulators have become a common use in cotton production, and they help direct energy from vegetative growth toward bulb development and retention, and just keep the cotton in check to a good height for a management position. Several things that you need to consider when deciding on a nitrogen rate is residual soil nitrogen, the soil nitrogen transformations, and field history and previous crop growth characteristics, as well as how the environmental conditions are going to influence the response to nitrogen. There has been a little previous research done on nitrogen rates and PGR applications with respect to double crop cotton following wheat. Buring found that 60 pounds of nitrogen per acre maximized yield when double cropping cotton, and Bagwell suggests that the PGR applications should wait until bloom. So for the purpose of this project was we're trying to find a balance between the fertilizer nitrogen rates as well as the PGR applications to help enhance earliness while maximizing yield. For this study, I had three locations, one in Starkville, Mississippi at the Plant Science Research Center, which was a silty clay loam, another one in Brooksville, Mississippi at the Black Belt Branch Experiment Station, which was a Brooksville silty clay, and lastly in Stoneville, Mississippi at the Delta Research Extension Center, which is a Bosquet very fine sandy loam. All plots in Starkville and Brooksville consisted of four 38-inch rows that were 40 feet in length, and in Stoneville the plots were four 40-inch rows that were 35 feet in length, and at all locations there was four replications. The planting dates. In Starkville, we plant on June the 4th, 2012, and June 14th, 2013. In Brooksville, we plant on May the 25th, 2012, and June 21st, 2013. And this past year in Stoneville, we planted on June the 20th, 2013. I'll take a minute to note that planting dates were later this year, given the late spring we had, compared to the previous year where we had an exceptionally early spring. Just wanted to make a note of that. The variety we used was a Delta Pine 0912, and we planted a seeding rate of 52,000 seeds per acre. All our nitrogen was applied as a 32% UAN at rates of 0, 30, 60, 90, and 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre. It was applied in one shot at Pinhead Square by a ground-driven knife applicator. And then our PGR rates, we had one treatment with no PGR, another treatment of a 16-ounce per acre shot, one shot at first bloom, and then the last treatment was a 12-ounce per acre application at Pinhead Square, followed by a 16-ounce per acre application at first bloom. All our applications were made with a CO2 powered backpack sprayer at 15 GPA using turbo T-jet induction tips. Our experimental design was a factorial arrangement of treatments in a randomized complete block design. All data was subjected to analysis of variance using the PropMix procedure in SAS 9.2. and our experimental locations were considered a random effect, and all means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at P equals 0.05. Moving into results, we'll start off by looking at the Cotton Heights at first bloom. And here we did not see a significant interaction, but between the two, between the nitrogen rate and the PGR rate. So I've split those out, and on the to the left of the yellow line on the x-axis, we have the nitrogen rate, and then to the right of the yellow line on the x-axis, we have the PGR rate with height in inches on the y-axis. Here we can start to see a general trend. As the nitrogen rate increases, also so does plant height, with 90 pounds per acre maximizing cotton heights at first bloom and 120 producing similar heights. And then when we look at the PGR rates, and I'll point out here, we didn't expect to see any difference in the none and the one app at this point, due to the fact the one application hasn't gone out, or it went out at first bloom. When you look at the two apps, that PGR, the first PGR of the two went out at pinhead, and we did see a significant height reduction at first bloom from that application. Looking at the total nodes at first bloom, here we did see a significant interaction between nitrogen rate and the PGR rate. So here on the x-axis we have the nitrogen rates, and on the y-axis on the right side over here, we have the different PGR rates that correspond with their different colors. And the y-axis over here, we have the total nodes. Main thing to take away from this graph is across all the nitrogen rates, the one application at Pinhead Square significantly reduced total nodes at first bloom. Looking at the nodes above white flower at first bloom, again, you see sort of a general trend, increasing trend, when we look at the nitrogen rates over here, and with 120 pounds producing the most total nodes above white flower at first bloom. And when we look at the PGR rate over here, again, the one app hadn't been applied yet, so the two app did reduce the nodes above white flower at first bloom, the one that we had applied at Pinhead. And I will make a note, all my graphs will be set up in a similar manner from here on out. Looking at the cotton heights at the end of the season, any nitrogen rates greater than 60 pounds produced the tallest plants at the end of the season. And then when we look at the PGR rates, no PGR produced the tallest plants at the end of the season, and one application or two applications both significantly reduced cotton heights. Looking at total nodes at the end of the season, any nitrogen rates greater than 30 pounds per acre produce the most total nodes at the end of the season. And when we look at the PGR rate, no PGR produce the most total nodes, and one or two apps significantly reduce total nodes. Looking at the nodes above crack bowl to kind of help give us an idea about a delay in maturity, we found that 120 pounds of nitrogen delayed maturity the most, and you can kind of see the general trend. As the nitrogen rate goes up, so does the nodes above crack bowl. And then when we look at the PGR rate, it's kind of the reverse trend. The no PGR resulted in the most nodes above crack bowl, with one and two applications decreasing the nodes above crack bowl. And lastly, looking at seed cotton yield, we found that seed cotton yields were maximized at 90 pounds of nitrogen per acre. However, 120 pounds of nitrogen did produce similar yields. And then there was we found that PGR rate did not have a significant effect on seed cotton yield. kind of summarize all these graphs. Nitrogen rates greater than 90 pounds of nitrogen per acre resulted in the tallest plants at first bloom. And nitrogen rates greater than 60 pounds of nitrogen per acre with no PGR or one application resulted in the most total nodes at first bloom. And nodes above white flower was greatest at 120 pounds of nitrogen and with no PGR or one application. The pinhead PGR application did significantly reduce the height node and node above white flower at first bloom. And at the end of the year, the tallest plants were achieved with nitrogen rates greater than 60 pounds of nitrogen per acre and with no PGR applications. The one or two PGR applications significantly reduced plant heights. And nitrogen rates greater than 30 pounds per acre and no PGR applications resulted in the most total nodes at the end of the season. Maturity was delayed the most by 120 pounds of nitrogen per acre. However, this was reduced by one or two PGR applications. Our seed cotton yields were maximized with 90 pounds of nitrogen per acre, although nitrogen rates greater than 90 pounds did produce similar yields. And like I mentioned earlier, the PGR application rate did not affect our seed cotton yield. So, in conclusion, our increasing nitrogen availability did result in increased plant heights and total nodes. The PGR applications did reduce the plant height and total nodes. And although the increased nitrogen rates did delay maturity, they also maximized our seed cotton yield. So kind of a recommendation would be when you're double cropping cotton behind wheat to use a nitrogen rate of 90 pounds per acre, which this does disagree with what Bearing had found at the 60 pounds of nitrogen per acre. And to use a PGR as needed to help enhance earliness. And lastly, don't hesitate to defoliate early. This time I'd like to thank my professor, Dr. Darren Dodds, as well as Dr. Bobby Golden, Dr. Jack Barco, my fellow grad students, the student workers, and our farm crew. This time I'll take any questions.
When did you apply the nitrogen?
At Pinhead Square. That's kind of why I didn't show. We did take height and node data at Pinhead, but there wasn't any difference then, so I didn't show it. Yes, sir.
Can you expound upon your recommendation about don't hesitate to defoliate early? It's in your region.
Last year we picked, which I don't have this data in here, but we picked our Brooksville location in March because we kept trying to wait to get some more cotton open, and it started raining in that heavy clay and we couldn't get in there and pick it till it got dry. So that's one reason. And this year we followed that and just went on and hit it instead of trying to wait for a lot of it to open up, and we got it all out pretty early this year. Yes, ma'am.
How much of that nitrogen was actually used by the plants?
We see so much of it getting running off the fields in some of the studies we've been working on.
We did not. Yes, ma'am.
What's the rate of the phosphorus and the potash in this experiment? Is this same constant, or there's no activation of the phosphorus and potash?
I'm sorry?
What's the rate of the potash and phosphorus?
Potash, phosphorus.
We didn't really look at that yet.
Did you go with the recommended dam?
We did not.
You did not use any phosphorus to potassium added?
We did not. I mean, the farm crew might have added some on the fields, and I can. I mean, I'll check with. I'm sure I'll check with that before I write my thesis. But we did not add any.
Typically, they apply potash and phosphorus based on the soil test. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they had the soil tested, but we did not apply any additional.
And you don't know what the levels were?
No, sir.
He can check with the farmer and then they'll tell you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tuttle.
Thank you.